TV Club, and today we're live from a cinema, and we're about to watch The Room.
Yay!
And we're here with Jeanette.
Hi.
Michelle.
Hello.
Special guest
Michelle, Lisa.
Hi.
And Alex.
Hey.
And unfortunately, Angus and Gypsy couldn't be here with us today. They were studying.
Sure. Yeah.
excuses.
I know, right? Yeah.
So everybody's looking forward to seeing The Room, is that right?
Everyone except for you, Justin.
So what is The Room, Lisa? What are we in for?
The Room is the Citizen Kane of bad movies, and it is an exciting experience. This will be my third time seeing it.
Third time.
I love it. It's just, it comes with signs, it comes with, we can't do spoons because of COVID, but it comes with a list of instructions, and you are encouraged to yell stuff out and to heckle and audience participation, and it's...
But why would we do that?
I think
according to my son, I always do that, so I don't know how it's going to be any different.
I think everyone just kind of bands together and just enjoys the badness of the movie.
The badness of the movie.
Oh,
so it's
yes.
That bad.
Yes.
Okay. I love the idea of, you know, normally you go to the cinema and someone will rustle something and it's really annoying. And I love the idea of going to a cinema where everyone's encouraged to make the most
as humanly
possible.
Well, a long time ago, they used to have the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
They still do.
And the Blues Brothers, and they still do, apparently in the cinema too, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No, Blues Brothers?
Yes, the Blues You're Brothers was to... also...
What would they do during Blues Brothers? Oh, people get up and dance and stuff, would they?
Get up and dance.
Oh, that's cute.
So, Jeanette, have you heard of this movie before?
Yes, I've read articles about it when the film about the making of it, which is The Disaster Artist. I remember reading about that, which of course was made by James Franco, who was in Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, in fact, that's who I knew the name James Franco from. So
right.
He's a big fan of The Room, and so he was very excited about making, and that's why a lot of his brother and all of his mates are in it. So.
And Alex, have you seen this before? Or?
I know it by reputation, because it started being the bad movie of choice roughly a decade ago, and at that time there were a host of, not on YouTube because YouTube was very touchy about copyright, but there was other video hosting sites at the time, and viewers would just rag on the movie on their video platforms, and so I know its reputation, I know a few of the classic scenes that I consider the most horrible.
You get to see the live today.
Yeah, I get to see, that's the thing, I want to know what it's actually like for the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm familiar enough with it, but I haven't actually seen the thing, so.
I've seen only shorts of it on YouTube, and it's enough to make me absolutely dread tonight.
Uh-huh.
I dread to think. Even his face makes me sort of feel a bit horrible. So,
I've come
along as the gorgeous ring in, so thank you very much.
Gorgeous in that hat. I've been wanting to say
So I heard about it a few years ago when my beautiful unicorn daughter was telling me all about this movie, and of course did what most teenagers do and force you to watch bits of it, and it was so dreadful. But the hilariousness of it was that her mum and I then spent the rest of the weekend quoting the snippets that she had shown us. So I thought, look, quite possibly, I think it's
We've
the interactive.
We've got this to look forward to, do we?
Well, I think the interactive aspect of it is what I'm quite looking forward to. And also being a little bit self-righteous and saying to people, oh, actually, I've been to see The Room at the East End, you know. So, look, it'll be fun.
Snob value, dear, oh dear.
I think that was the exciting thing. I think Michelle was saying how excited she was that we were going to see it. And I'm like, you have to come. Because you're the only one other than me that's not being forcibly dragged to this thing. You actually want to be here tonight.
So we were hoping for the Cult TV Club guinea pig, but instead we've got a willing subject.
Yeah. Well, as I spent most of the day going, exactly why did I agree? Oh, that's right, it'll be lovely company. So nothing else, guys, it's just the pleasure of your company that I was essentially looking for. But no, it'll be very interesting.
I know, right?
Seeing what we say at the end of it, as we all will forever know, Lisa is Lisa!
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
Yeah.
And with that, we'll go off and watch The Room. I may not be alive at the end.
I'm very nervous after Quantum Leap and how you guys will do down my throat. I think you're going
to
enjoy tonight.
That's the thing, we're supposed to get to be good and this is supposed to get to be bad. So, you know, different expectations.
Yeah. And we'll see you after the break. Okay, so my left eyebrow is twitching madly, and the left side of my face is sort of drooping a bit and I feel like I've been hit by some kind of train or something like that.
That was a plastic spoon.
That was a plastic spoon. I don't know. How long has it been? Where have we been? It's been a few hours. I think you said it didn't go for very long. It seems to be... It feels like hours.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you for not leaving the cinema halfway through the movie, yeah. So...
Oh, sorry. I went temporarily blind through certain scenes. And it became a daze after a short period. And
yeah, that was just the lack of focus.
And now I'm sure that recovery will come. Maybe a month or two and I might be back to normal again.
Okay. I just feel like it was a movie where so much tragedy came from so much bad sex.
I thought it was the bad acting.
Oh, we've got it. I'm just kind of going, really, people died for that? Oh my god.
But the whole thing is the audience participation, isn't
yes.
it? You know, it's really going there to just be horrified
and
at how bad things are and laugh along with everybody else.
Well, like I said to you guys beforehand, you have to do it in the cinema. You can't just watch the movie at home by yourself.
No,
it has to be.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't get through for even a minute of it.
Which I didn't when I was originally asked to be. I'm like, no, please don't force me to watch this. Yeah. I do get that, but there are literally no words to
I do feel like my frontal lobe has been permanently damaged. And I'm sure that, you know, we'll get back to it.
Any highlights?
No, it's just more just like, I don't think it's as bad as everybody's saying. I think it's just some moments are incredibly trashy, and it's obvious that they filmed had a lot of the scenes to have the time, but it's not as bad as what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, really?
I think it's more just like the sex scenes took too long and too numerous. The acting was horrible.
I believe
the acting was not
one of the sex. They actually repeated the first sex scene again.
Yeah.
It was just the same scene over again.
Oh, I thought that's because they got
really
it
was.
Wrong the first time.
Apparently that was the first scene that they made that the Lisa character. That was the first scene they made her do.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And she didn't want to do it again.
I heard this. That all the other actors were horrified when this woman came in, and the very first thing they did was a sex scene.
That sex scene, especially.
That sex scene. Yeah.
Her belly button would never be the same.
Yeah. Was that a sex scene? I felt like there were many words to describe what happened.
Well, sex scene,
but you know.
I know, sexy, because any other term to describe it would be wrong.
Yeah, that's true. I just thought it was two naked people having to fall onto each other. It was just very, very bad.
And flinging roses at each other.
I'll never look at a red rose the same way again.
Put me off roses.
No. I think, I must admit, the highlight of the movie was when they were having the party and she just randomly goes, right, everybody go outside for fresh air. And everyone just goes, okay, off we go. And then she just goes, that's right. Come back inside for cake. Okay.
even though they'd been eating cake in the previous scene when they were inside.
It was a very small cake.
I love the conversation
in the cafe. And he turns around and catches, and how's your sex life? Yeah.
The fella behind us was saying, please be quiet, I'm trying to watch a movie. Yeah. And of course, that's a complete laugh because in this circumstance, you want the audience to over speak over the top of the movie.
Yeah. I think if they had something else to know what's going on, if it was being shouted over, it'll be good to follow who was in the film and the audience participation. But yeah, I think it's more like I would be bored to death rather than any, apart from the sex scenes, I would just be like bored and just not paying attention to the screen in the first place. But yeah, it's just like slightly bad writing, very strong anti-drug message. So.
I also felt there was a strong message on manners, because every time anyone met anybody, they said hi, and then a very friendly
hi,
Jeanette. Hi, Alex. Oh, hello.
Except for like the people whose names we didn't know.
Four people in that film that are never introduced. You don't know who the hell they are.
Or they just, they're shown and they're just never shown again. Poor Peter, we don't know what happened to Peter.
But he fell on the ground and he died.
He fell on the ground and he just went, right, I'm out.
When I first saw him, I almost jumped because it was like one of those scenes where you sit down and someone happens to be and magically appears in the chair next to you. Whoa, Jesus, where did he come from?
I thought he was John Boy from the Waltons.
He did look a bit like
What the hell? No, so
we'd probably better wrap this up before we get locked in, because I think they're coming.
They're coming, I think.
But needless to say, the applause at the end.
Oh, sorry.
We're doing a podcast.
So the applause at the end was purely because it had finished.
Yes.
Everyone's going, oh.
And no one was clapping louder than Justin.
And no one was clapping louder than me.
The credits, the best bit of the film. The only acceptable bit of the film. I wouldn't say good, but you know.
Oh, well, just what happens when a narcissist gets hold of a camera?
Yeah.
That's how I think this whole movie can be summed up.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I'm just like looking at it going, seriously, like, I mean, it's good to have self-esteem, but that was insane.
Yes.
Insane.
That's right. It's a narcissistic film.
It's just like, oh my.
So did I lead you astray?
No.
You happy
about
yes. you?
Yes. It was fun.
Again.
I think, like I said, if it was just watching the film, I'd be bored stiff. But because it's the enjoyment of the coming to the cinema and seeing a bunch of people yell at the screen for half an hour and a half.
Mm. Well, that was my third time, and I will be back.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm a fan. Yes. It's worth it to me.
Well, thank you for joining us, Michelle.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun, and now that I know that the cult TV people have so much fun, that's very good to know. Mm. Two peas in a podcast don't tend to do this kind of thing.
But it's also a lot of fun as well.
Listen to the two peas in the podcast for cross promotion purposes.
Absolutely. Listen to that one as well.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you for the next TV episode.
Next TV episode. Yep.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Danny.
Bye.